Helicopter crash in Kenya claims 7 lives. Ecuador's intelligence chief Michel Sensi Kintugi and his wife Stephanie Hollihan were among 7 people killed when a helicopter crashed in Kenya's Samburu County. The other 5 victims were American, including NBC Universal journalist Jose Alberto Suarez and Miami restaurateur Roger Duarte. The helicopter, operated by Lady Lori Helicopters, was reportedly on a scenic flight from the Laisaba Wildlife Conservancy to the Yuaso Nyiro River when it crashed on Mount Alalakwi. Sensi Kintugi, 44, had headed Ecuador's Strategic Intelligence Center since 2024. Authorities have not yet provided details on the cause of the crash. Tinubu orders 5-year Nigeria defense strategy. Keep up with the latest headlines on WhatsApp, LinkedIn. President Bolis Tinubu has ordered the preparation of a comprehensive national threat assessment and a 5-year strategic defense operations plan to improve coordination among Nigeria's defense, intelligence, and security agencies. An 11-member committee, coordinated by Special Advisor on Homeland Security Adeyinka Famedwa, will identify major security threats, operational priorities, capability gaps, and resource needs. The committee has been given 90 days to submit the plans, which will guide medium-term military operations and future defense spending and procurement. Tinubu said recent security operations, including the rescue of abducted pupils and teachers in Oyo State, showed the importance of stronger interagency coordination. Anti-migrant movement leader Ngobi Zuma defends AfriForum collaboration. March and March leader Jacinta Ngobi Zuma has defended her organization's decision to collaborate with AfriForum despite criticism on social media. The two groups agreed to work together on issues including community safety, education, crime, border control, and illegal immigration, as well as pursue legal matters of mutual interest. Ngobi Zuma said working with AfriForum does not mean the organizations agree on everything. AfriForum CEO Callie Creel said differences should not prevent cooperation on issues affecting communities and children. The partnership has drawn mixed reactions. Critics have accused Ngobi Zuma of betraying Black South Africans, while supporters welcomed the cooperation. U.S. judge clears end of temporary protected status for Ethiopians. A U.S. federal judge has cleared the way for the Trump administration to end temporary protected status, TPS, for more than 5,000 Ethiopians. This will potentially expose them to deportation. Judge Brian Murphy lifted a previous court block after rejecting a challenge to the Department of Homeland Security's decision to terminate the protections. It was granted to Ethiopians in 2022 amid conflict and humanitarian concerns. Rights groups argue conditions in Ethiopia remain unsafe. The administration said that TPS is intended to be temporary. The ruling follows a U.S. Supreme Court decision limiting federal courts' ability to review TPS terminations and could still be appealed on discrimination grounds. 20 years on, Probo Koala waste disaster haunts Cote d'Ivoire. 20 years after more than 500 tons of toxic waste from the Probo Koala were dumped at 18 sites in Abidjan, Cote d'Ivoire, the disaster continues to affect victims and fuel concerns about waste colonialism. The 2006 dumping killed 17 people and left tens of thousands with poisoning symptoms. Trafigura agreed in 2007 to pay 152 million euros for cleanup and compensation. However, victims' groups said that the settlement prevented them from pursuing the company in Ivorian courts. A compensation fund ordered by the African Court on Human and People's Rights in 2023 has yet to be established. Environmental groups warn that the problem continues through the export of electronic waste, textiles, and plastics to African countries. In contrast, tighter EU rules on plastic waste exports are due to take effect in November 2026.